You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Samuel chapter 21, verse 10 to 14. That day, David fled from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. But the servant of Achish said to him, "Isn't this David, the king of the land? Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances? Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. So he pretended to be insane in their presence. And while he was in their hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. And Achish said to his servant, "Look at the man. He is insane. Why bring him to me?" This is quite an interesting story in the scriptures, and I will really encourage you to try to read the Bible through from Genesis to Revelation. You are going to see so many wonderful things. You will be amazed at how God has us completely covered in his word. Now, David had just finished slaying Goliath and tens of thousands of the Philistines, and Saul was going to kill him, and he ran away. And where he ran to, they identified him. That is this not the David? Now look at David. He didn't get up and say, "Yes, I'm the one who slaughtered Goliath. And I killed tens of thousands of people. I'm a great warrior. My soldiers are here. What can you do?" Did you know David didn't do that on that day? There was no need for that. The Bible says he pretended as if he was a madman, as if he was a nobody. He took all the insult. He wasn't looking for respect. They insulted him. They drove him away. You know the way they drive a madman away. "Come on, come on, come on, get out." Did you know that was what saved David? And he lived with them until he was finally able to return to Israel. He stayed in that land many years. He just had to humble himself. That's not the time to boast that you can throw stones. One stone, Goliath was dead. But here, he needed pretense. Let me tell you, there are battles that require humility. They require meekness. How did Jesus fight? Jesus didn't fight by calling his enemy to die. He didn't fight by praying all night, sending fire to his enemies. He fought by keeping quiet, even when they were lying against him. He fought by keeping quiet when they slapped him. He kept quiet when they were nailing him to the cross. But did you know that what looked like a foolish action is what has saved the world today? Is the reason I'm preaching today, and is the reason you are hearing me today. Because Jesus did not fight for his own right. Because Jesus did not try to show himself. Some of you, God is speaking to you and say, "Humble yourself." But you want to show that, yes, you know what you are doing. You are intelligent. Hey, we all went to school. Hey, you cannot do this. You don't need it. There are battles that requires you to keep quiet. There are battles that require you to take insult. They will insult you. They will lie against you. Somebody will always speak down on you. Don't fight back. You see, what the devil is doing is that he's setting you up to fight back. You have a husband. He has no good thing to say about you. "Oh, you are this, you are that, you are this kind of woman," or you have a father like that, or a boss, or a colleague at work. There is a time when you don't need to lift a finger. You just need to keep your mouth. Moses also understood this wisdom when Miriam and his brother Aaron spoke against him. The Bible says Moses kept quiet, for he was the meekest man on earth. He said, but God had it. When Moses kept quiet, God had it. Many of you don't trust God. So you will fight for yourself. Do you know why people fight and speak for themselves? You don't trust God. A man that trusts God does not fight for himself, because he knows that God is the one who will judge righteously. An indication that you don't know God or you don't trust him is that you are speaking back for yourself. You are defending yourself. He says you are stupid. You say, no, me, I'm not stupid. Maybe it's your families that are stupid. No, why do you need to say that back? When he said you are stupid, is it not just an opinion? Are you really stupid? Or do you know that talking back, you just proved him right, that you are actually stupid? Keep quiet. There is a time, just humble yourself. People will think you don't know what you are doing. They will think that you are a fool. Let people think that you are a fool. You see, that's the problem. You don't want to be taken for a fool. There is a time you must let them take you for a fool. Just keep quiet. The Bible says, humble thyself, therefore, under the hand of the God Almighty, and in due time, he will lift you up. It is God that lifts people up. It is God that defends people. How many words do you think Joseph would have said on that day? Imagine Joseph say, Potiphar's wife, Potiphar's wife, you know you are lying. No, this thing is, you were the one that called me to the room. Potiphar's wife, Mrs. Potiphar, what are you doing like this? Do you know that will not save Joseph? Do you know it won't save him? He kept quiet. In the end, was he vindicated? Yes, God vindicated him. But you see, because you either don't know God or don't trust him, you will feel like God will not do anything. So let me fight for myself. Stop fighting for yourself. We fight our battles with humility, with meekness, with petition to the Almighty Father. It's not by fighting people. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. And we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm telling you, when he's shouting at you, when he's saying all manner of evil at you, and you keep quiet, you are watching, you are winning battle. That's spiritual warfare. Some of you think spiritual warfare is when you go to one mountain and you are shouting there. That's not spiritual warfare. Go and look at Ephesians 6, how we were told to fight spiritual warfare. It's a helmet of salvation, breastplate of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoe of the gospel, sword of the spirit. Is by simply living in the word of God. How many of you would think the helmet of salvation contributes to spiritual warfare? You being born again, you being saved, that's the element of salvation. And that is a weapon in spiritual warfare. But people think spiritual warfare is praying dangerous prayer. There is nothing like dangerous prayer. Prayer is prayer. All you need is to pray in accordance with the will of the Father. I pray that you will receive this wisdom to humble yourself under the Almighty God, and in due time, he will exhort you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.